10 good Euro action platformers for the Atari ST and other 80s computers coming up next. Last time, I took a look at 10 early action platformers for the Atari ST and other 80s computers that were mostly poor to acceptable quality. This time, I have found 10 that I find fun and technically good to excellent specimens that show off the ST's capabilities in the right hands. I have chosen the ST as my platform because it's what I had from 1987 until 1992, and also because these games have most likely been explored in detail on other systems multiple times already, whereas these ST versions probably have not been explored as much as they deserve outside of the few good ST YouTube channels that do a great job of covering games for the system. One note, a couple of these arcade conversions are not officially Euro platformers. Now, on to 10 good Euro action platformers for the Atari ST and other 80s computers. The Seven Gates of Jumbala from 1989 was released by Grand Slam and crafted by the demo coders at Thalion. At its core, it's a platform shooting adventure where you're trying to find the pieces of a wand, but uniquely, you get to learn new spells to use along the way. Reviews were mixed across the ST, Amiga, and CD32, not really because of its quality, because in late 1989, platform adventures were not in vogue on computers anymore. We don't worry about being in vogue in 2024, and I find this to be a pleasingly fun game that all ST and Amiga owners and fans should at least take a look at. The ST version has quite nice effects and good scrolling. These little nuances were and still are appreciated by ST fans. I did get stuck one time and had to exit the game, but I appreciate the good jumping mechanics and the non-one-hit deaths. Like many Thalion games, this one employs the Jochen Hippel sound driver that allows the ST to mix four samples at once to achieve both sound and music at the same time. Batman the Movie, 1989, Ocean. Only two of the four levels are actually action platformers, but this is the game that sold 1 million Amigas in 1989 and started the full 16-bit revolution in the UK and Europe proper. All of the release platforms, ST, Amiga, C64, Spectrum, and CPC, received at least one review in the 90s. The only exception is the DOS version, which had a high score of 63%. At its core, this is the Spider-Man game, yeah, you heard me right, that we never really got in the 80s on these computers. The Batarang swing is an excellent substitute for the Spider-Man web slinging. This is a fun game, and the middle two non-platform levels are good and okay respectively. It's the platforming levels that really make this one a winner. Even though I'm not much good at it yet, the ST version is every bit as fun as the Amiga. So why didn't this help sell another 1 million STs in 1989? It has to be the sound. The Amiga version has a good but not great soundtrack, but it's still better than the weaker ST attempt. Ghouls and Ghosts from 1989 is a US Gold release on the ST. This version was created by Software Creations. Originally, this was an IREM coin-op. that is one of the most popular and well-known in the fantasy run-and-shoot genre, and was ported to all of the major 80s systems. You play King Arthur in a fight against the Demon King in what is one of the better arcade ports across all of the major European computers, with the Amiga ST, C64, and Spectrum receiving at least one review in the 90% range, and the CPC close behind with high 80s reviews. Even though the ST release is well done, with good graphics and animation, and a very decent chiptune version of the coin-op music, it's far too difficult for me to play without a significant cheat turned on. In the video, I only have unlimited lives turned on. I need something like an invincible cheat to get any further in the game. Switchblade 2 is a 1991 Gremlin release of a Core-developed game. This is a side-scrolling and graphically and playability-enhanced follow-up to the first Switchblade that thankfully has armed Hero right away and doesn't rely on the strange power kick bar of the original release. Both the ST and Amiga versions received some good and some mediocre reviews, with the GamesX magazine giving the ST version a whopping 100% score. This was mostly because the dev team added extra colors using the Timer B palette switch to match the Amiga's palette, and also did a great job on the scrolling and gameplay. So is this really a 100% game? No, not to me, but it certainly is fun and well made, and quite a bit better to me than its predecessor, with more action and upgrades which can be obtained quicker in the game. Wonder Boy in Monster Land, aka Super Wonder Boy in Monster Land, is a 1989 Activision release. This is a Sega arcade port that actually modified, unlike other arcade ports, to fit home micros, rather than a quarter-eating machine. There are many games on the ST and Amiga, such as Chronicles of Omega, that follow this game's basic setup. Wonder Boy is an action platformer with adventure elements set in a fantasy world, where you must kill monsters, collect money, explore, and buy new weapons in order to complete the game. I could have selected another half dozen ST games that follow this exact formula, including the cute characters, but I chose this because it's one of the first one that I played back when it came out, and it has been one of my earliest connections to Japanese-style action RPG adventures, other than my brief foray with the Sega Master System and Genesis in the early 90s. Next up is Chronicles of Omega from 1990, published by Atari. This is an Atari Super Wonder Boy clone that was one of the first games to detect ST or STE and customize the experience based on the machine the user was playing on. Instead of trying to find pieces to a sword or runes of this or that, you are tasked with saving children abducted by evil forces. Amiga Action gave it a 70% and complained that the gameplay was limited, and ST Action liked it a bit more with a 77%, probably because it was a revelation to see a game actually exploit the STE added capabilities. This was 1990 when computer games were maturing, and both magazines said that younger players would probably get a kick out of it. I find Chronicles of Omega to be quite good and really enjoy the action, but those sampled sounds. Maybe the rumble I hear is from the emulation, but overall, it's a well-made game that I used a cheat on to see more of the level. Torvac the Warrior, 1990, Core Design. In Torvac, you play a giant, muscle-bound, axe-wielding warrior who is out for revenge. That's about all you need to know, except that he's pretty terrified of giant slugs and other creepy crawlies on the first level. I find that rereading reviews for later years ST games to be a little frustrating because of games just like this. The reviewers many times will say that a game like Torvac is mediocre because it doesn't add anything new to the genre, completely ignoring the fact that possibly that was true on other platforms, but the ST and Amiga had yet to see a huge amount of even good hack and slash platformers by the time this was released. Torvac is quite fun to start and is well crafted technically. It does get a little repetitive, but it's great for about 30 minutes of running and jumping and axe wielding smashing fun. Next up is Sun Shu Si, or Sun Shu Shi, as it says both in-game, and Atari Mania has chosen the former, while Mobi and Lemon Amiga have chosen the latter. This is a 1991 release by French developer Exposé, and was previewed in French magazines, but likely never saw an official release in the UK, and seemed to be lost to time until it was revised with a full version dump on Atari Mania a couple years back. According to my research, the Amiga version was found and released in 2004. I find this to be a fun, technically impressive action platformer that has great graphics and animation for the ST, with only the spot sound effects being more annoying than they should be. While I love the cute graphics, the almost pixel-perfect jumping can get in the way of fun gameplay. Gods from 1991 by the Bitmap Brothers and Renegade. Gods was described in magazines back then as a thinking man's action platformer, which is set roughly in a Greek or other generic ancient setting, and you must solve puzzles, throw knives, jump, climb, buy new goodies, and fight your way through 12 worlds. As with most Bitmap Brothers games, the ST was the lead platform, but the Amiga version is all anyone ever talks about as if the ST never existed. Like I've said before, the winners write history, and like it or not, that's the way it is. But I don't really have to like it. The ST, Amiga, and DOS ports all had their share of 90% plus ratings, while the transition to 16-bit consoles of the time landed with some great reviews, and some that were just not as impressed with the bitmaps as I always have been. Gods was the first and still the best in this genre for me. I know the puzzles are a little bit key, lock, switch flip, etc., but I really enjoy it. The game is fun and action-packed, and even adds extra colors on the STE. The First Samurai, 1991, ImageWorks and Mirsoft. In The First Samurai, you play, well, a samurai, who must avenge the murder of his master at the hand of the ancient Demon King. When I first started this game up, I had to look to see if I'd emulated the wrong system. The quality seen in this game matches the Bitmap Brothers and beyond, and certainly outclasses most of the games ported back from the Amiga to the ST. Reviews were generally high for the ST and especially the Amiga, where it's thought of as a classic on that machine. The one for ST games said that the control and animation were far better than most of the games of its type, especially on 16-bit computers. I really like all of the games on this list, of course, but this is possibly the one that I think is crafted as well or better than Gods, and is possibly the best hack and slash on the ST. The sheer number of moves, excellent gameplay, and animation are a treat for every ST fan. If Gods is the best thinking man's platformer on the ST, and Turrican 2 is the best run and gun, then this is certainly the best beat-em-up hack and slash arcade adventure. That's it for this time. The ST library is huge, and we'll be covering more of these games in another episode. Next time, we'll most likely tackle some horizontal scrolling space shooters on the ST. So until that time, have fun playing your favorite Euro platformers on the system of your choice in the vertical blank.
We were children of the Silicon Revolution, an X generation conscripted to fight the console and home computer wars. A product of an analog 70s childhood, we came of digital age in the 80s, believing we could affect the world 8 bits at a time. Armed with joysticks, full-stroke keyboards, Jolt Cola, and MTV haircuts, we proceeded into the vertical blank. There, we stayed up late at night, devising incantations from D&D rulebooks and beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code. Video games were the match, and programming was the fuse, as the infinite possibilities of the digital world exploded into the internet age to come. We are Generation Atari.
Into the vertical blank.